Welcome to the first episode of my video diary of to answer the question, what are you watching? I get asked that question a lot, and I watch as much media, either movies or television, as anybody. So this is my attempt to answer that question, just talk about what I watched and why I watched it, and so on and so forth. Tonight, I am recording this in the wee hours of the morning on January 11th, after finishing watching the 80th Golden Globes. And I thought about starting this on January 1st, but I decided to wait a couple of days, couple of weeks, 10 days to January 11th in part, just sort of as a nod to my dad, because today would have been his 76th birthday. So I'm starting this today, and just rather than go over the things I watched today, although I certainly could. I've been watching a lot of rewatching, a lot of comedians in cars getting coffee, going through and rewatching the whole series, and it's been it's even better than I remember it. I'm also working my way through The Fabelmans. I haven't finished it yet, but I'm very close. But that's not the point tonight. I want to talk about the Golden Globes, give my impression of where they got it right, where they got it wrong, and that kind of stuff. Let's start with, just start at the top. Best drama, The Fabelmans. So far it's been a good movie. I have not seen Avatar, Way of Water. I've seen Elvis, did not like it. I've seen Tar, really liked it. And I've seen Top Gun Maverick. It's okay, but it's not really, should not really, in my estimation, be one of the best pictures of the year. It's fun, but it's not in that level. Like I said, I did not like Elvis. And if I had to say right now, I think Tar should probably get a little bit more love and The Fabelmans a little less, but I'm okay with that choice. Musical or comedy, I liked The Banshees of Inisherin, which won. Babylon was okay. Liked it, but not great. Glass Onion, I liked better than A Knives Out. Triangle of Sadness was decent, but not great. Everything All at Once, however, was, in my estimation, the best movie to come out in 2022 and should have won this category going away. Michelle Yeoh was fantastic. Kai Hui Kwan, who in only his second or third role in his career, was phenomenal. I think it's James Hong Wao, Stephanie Hsu, Jamie Lee Curtis, the whole thing was wonderful. And I'm really not disappointed, but I think it should have won, and I think it'll do a little bit better at the Oscars, although I'm happy with the wins it got tonight. Actor, Austin Butler as Elvis. I'm a little surprised Brendan Fraser didn't win, although the Golden Globes does not really care for him. The rest, I have not seen The Sun, Living, or The Inspection. And I have not seen The Whale either, although I'm surprised even. So the only one I've seen has been Austin Butler as Elvis. And he did an okay job, but I was not thoroughly impressed with the movie. So, I can't say he didn't deserve to win because I haven't seen the others. But my suspicion is, as I see more of them, I would place them above him because I just did not like that movie. Best actress in a drama, Cate Blanchett won for Tar. Olivia Colman was nominated for Empire White, have not seen. Viola Davis, The Woman King, have seen, was not in. I mean, it was okay, but it's middle of the road. Anna de Armas won, was nominated for Blonde, I have seen, and I hated. Michelle Williams, nominated for The Fabelmans. She's been decent in it, and she should win one of these sooner or later. But this, to me, is of this crew. I doubt I'm going to see a better performance than Cate Blanchett. Best actor in a musical or a comedy. Colin Farrell won for The Banshees of Inisherin. He was good in it. Daniel, you could have made a case for Daniel Craig for Knives Out, Glass Onion. Diego Calva for Babylon, no, not to me. Adam Driver for White Noise, that movie, I love the book. Love the book by Don DeLillo. The movie was a mess. Ralph Fiennes for The Menu, it was a decent movie. We've seen a lot of those movies where the rich get what they deserve, and I just didn't feel like that was very inventive, and not a lot of people saw it. Best Actress in a Comedy, Michelle Yeoh won for Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, as she should have. Leslie Manville was very good in a cute movie, Miss Harris, but it's too light and too inconsequential. Margot Robbie for Babylon. Again, the movie was okay. I liked it, but I was not blown away by it. Anya Taylor-Joy, for The Menu. Again, it's a movie we've seen before, and it's too under the radar. Emma Thompson for Good Luck to You, Leah Grant is an interesting nomination. That movie was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. She was very vulnerable in it. Rarely do you see someone that age be that vulnerable, especially in a role that requires that kind of physical intimacy and nudity. But I thought it was really good. But it seems to have been forgotten, except apparently by the Golden Globes. Supporting actor in a motion picture. I'm so happy that Kay Kwan won. Although I would have been fine if Brendan Gleeson had won, because Banshees was good. Brad Pitt was nominated because of star power. Eddie Redmayne was nominated because they needed a fifth person for the group. That movie, The Good Nurse, is not very good to me and very forgettable. Barry Keoghan also he just rode the Banshees, or the Banshees bandwagon to get there. Supporting actress, Black Panther, Angela Bassett won for Black Panther. I'm a little surprised. I guess she's got some momentum. People like Angela Bassett. Feels like she's somebody that could be an Oscar winner. But I may be alone, but I didn't think Wakanda Forever was one of the best entries in the MCU. I thought it was okay, but I didn't think it was anything special, and I didn't think she was that spectacular in the role. Carrie Condon, Banshees, she was not really the star or the focal point of that movie. Jamie Lee Curtis was phenomenal, and I felt like she should have gotten more love. She desperately wants the win, wants an Oscar nomination, and I hope she gets an Oscar win, although I suspect it may be Angela Bassett now. Dolly De Leon, Triangle Sadness was much like The Menu. It's about the rich getting what they deserve, and not enough people really were invested in that movie for it to do anything. And Carey Mulligan, for She Said, a movie that absolutely no one asked for and no one saw. And I haven't seen it yet, although I plan to watch it this week. Best Director, Steven Spielberg. Feels like it's been probably too long since he won. The Fabelmans has not been particularly well received by the public, although critics love it. Then it's a decent movie, but it's not the type of movie people want. People would like him to make more movies like Popcorn Fair. If he were doing Indiana Jones 5, it would be something that would excite people. Instead, he's going off into personal land. West Side Story was, it's just he's become a prestige director, and that's not what people want from Steven Spielberg. I would have liked to see the Daniels one, mainly because Daniel Scheiner is a graduate of the same high school as me, and I think that would be cool. Beyond that, I have not seen Avatar, although we hope to see it maybe next weekend. Beyond that, I didn't like Elvis, and I like Banshees fine. But of those choices, I think Spielberg or the Daniels are the two I would have gone with. I'm not really going to talk about, well, I will. Best Screenplay, yeah. Banshees of Inisherin, fine. I could see Spielberg winning. It'd be interesting for Steven Spielberg to win an Academy Award for writing, because that's not something he's done a lot of. Sarah Polley, I love her in general, although I have not seen Women Talking, but that would be fine with me. The others, Todd Field, I like Tar a lot, and the Daniels, of course. Best Original Score, Justin Hurwitz is a machine in his work with Damien Chazelle in La La Land and Whiplash and now Babylon, First Man. He's become the John Williams to Justin Hurwitz Spielberg. I mean, to Damien Chazelle Spielberg. Alexandre Desplat is always nominated. Hildur Guðnadóttir, whatever, how do you say her name? She always nominated quite a bit, especially post-Joker. It's a who's who of people that were nominated. John Williams is a perennial But I'm fine with Justin Hurwitz winning. Best original song. I like the fact that a Bollywood type song won. Natu Natu. I liked RRR a lot. I did not care for Where the Crawdads Sing, which had Taylor Swift's Carolina. I liked Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, but I don't remember Chao Papa at all. Top Gun Maverick, Hold My Hand. I'm not really sure why it was nominated. And Rihanna being nominated is just a, you know, because she's a pop big name. I don't think anybody remembers the song. It's not like the song from Black Panther, the original, by Kendrick Lamar. It's not that sort of memorable. Animated feature. Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio was very good. I would have preferred Marcel the Shell with Shoes On to win. I think it's funnier and better and will stick with me more. Is not a movie that that I've seen. Hold on one second. Let me get back to this. Sorry about that. I was interrupted. But I would have... I haven't seen Inuo. I haven't seen Puss in Boots. But I would have preferred Marcel the Shell win. Non-English language. I have seen all of them but Close. And I think Decision to Leave is my favorite of the ones that I've seen. Although I liked Argentina 1985. So I'm okay with it winning. Television. House of Dragon winning Best Drama. Feels like it's winning on legacy and based on the Game of Thrones franchise. I'm disappointed that Better Call Saul never got the love it deserved. Ozark, I think, fizzled out. Severance is a little too weird. And The Crown is not quite as beloved as it could be. And part of that's because it's the constant changing cast. People can't grow as fond of it as they could otherwise. I think any of the options would have been better than House of Dragon. I think it was the weakest of the five. But if I had to pick, I would have gone with Better Call Saul. Musical, comedy, television series, Abbott Elementary was the winner. It's a decent show. I think I would have gone with Only Murders in the Building because that show hits me harder, although I like The Bear. And I like Hacks. I probably would have put Abbott Elementary, which I do like, but I think I would have put it fourth and Wednesday fifth. Best limited anthology series or television film. The White Lotus won in its second season, which to me means it probably shouldn't be in the anthology series, but that's a debate that's constantly had. I didn't like Dahmer. Blackbird was one note. I mean, it was decent, but it wasn't great. I enjoyed The Dropout. Pam and Tommy had some highs, but some definite lows. I think they got it right here. Although The Dropout was a strong contender for me. Actor in a television series drama. Kevin Costner won for Yellowstone. Good choice, solid choice. Jeff Bridges didn't do enough in The Old Man. Diego Luna, not enough in Andor to me. Adam Scott would have been an interesting choice, although I see that Severance is not getting love primarily because it's just a little too weird. Again, I would have gone with Bob Odenkirk, and I think Better Call Saul is great television. But I understand that it's not as beloved as I feel like it should be. Actress, I can't really argue with Zendaya winning for Euphoria. She was phenomenal. The scene where Rue runs through the streets after being confronted in a like impromptu intervention is absolutely one of the best of the season. Alaska Daily, Best Actress, is a show that nobody... it's just not on anybody's radar, and I would think it may not even get a second season, although I'm looking at it now, and Tom McCarthy created it, and I like Tom McCarthy, so I'm not sure. I may give it a go. Imelda Staunton for The Crown, not enough time. I mean, she's okay, but this is not really new territory at this point. Laura Linney could have won for Ozark, but not this season. And Emma Darcy shouldn't have even been nominated for House of the Dragon. The best actor in a comedy, Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. He was phenomenal. Don't have a problem with that, although I would have preferred maybe Steve Martin or Martin Short for Only Murders to have won. Bill Hader has gotten enough love for Barry and Donald Glover Atlanta. The last season was by far, in my mind, the weakest. Of the season, so I think they may have gotten it right here. Although I would have preferred Steve Martin to have won. Actress in a comedy, Quinta Brunson, Abbott Elementary is a fine show. Kaylee Cuoco, the flight attendant's good, but she's not there. Selena Gomez would have been an interesting choice. Gene Smart would have been a good choice, although a little too obvious. Jenna Ortega, on the other hand. Wednesday was okay, but not great. So I'm more or less happy with that, although I think I slightly would have preferred Selena Gomez or Gene Smart. Best actor in a limited or anthology series. Evan Peters is Dahmer. I think it's a little overrated. I would have preferred Colin Firth for The Staircase, or Andrew Garfield for Under the Banner of Heaven. Pam and Tommy, I did not really care for. It had some ups and downs, but I didn't really care for it. Blackbird was good, but Taron Egerton was not. He was the star of the show, but he was not the reason why it was good. Best actress, Amanda Seyfried. She was phenomenal as Elizabeth Holmes. Jessica Chastain, George and Tammy was a little too whiny for me. Julia Garner, the inventing Anna, you either loved her accent or you didn't. I did. Julia Roberts, Gaslit. The only reason she was nominated was because of her name. The show itself is good, but it flew way too far under the radar. And again, I've talked about Pam and Tommy. Lily James transformed herself very well as Pamela Anderson, but I don't think that was ever really an opportunity for her to win. Supporting actor in a television series, Tyler James Williams. He's to me, one of the funniest parts of Abbott Elementary. So the old man, John Lithgow's okay. Jonathan Pryce is very good as Prince Philip. John Turturro is excellent in Severance, and Henry Winkler probably should have won for Barry, because the work he did this year when Gene Cousineau discovered the deception and that Barry had killed the love of his life was heartbreaking. Supporting actress, Julia Garner for Ozark. It feels like she's a little overrated for her work in the show. I mean, it's very good, but it just feels as if she's given too much credit for the show's success, which takes away from the success, from the credit to people like Laura Linney or Jason Bateman. Elizabeth Debicki is Diana, Prince of Wales. Too many people have played Diana for her to really be able to get a nomination for that. Janelle James and Cheryl Lee Ralph probably split the vote for each other. I know Cheryl Lee won the Emmy this past year, but to my mind, Janelle James is the funnier, consistently funnier, although it's easier because the character is so broad and so big and goes for the big laughs, whereas Ralph's work has to be much more subtle because of the character she plays. Supporting actor in a limited or anthology series, Paul Walter Hauser. He is always an interesting actor. F. Murray Abraham didn't do enough in The White Lotus. Domhnall Gleeson in The Patient. Don't really spy him as a supporting actor. He was co-lead at worst. Richard Jenkins, the dad in Jeffrey Dahmer. I can see it, but not enough for me. Seth Rogen, no, it was not. It was not enough in Pam and Tommy for him to really get there. I probably would have gone with Domhnall Gleeson from this group, but I'm okay with Hauser. Supporting actress was always going to be Jennifer Coolidge. That was a foregone conclusion. Although I would have liked to have seen some more attention given to Daisy Edgar-Jones. I feel like last year, Normal People, she did not get the love that she should have. And I feel like maybe, when she was with Paul Mescal in that, I feel like he got more of the love for it than she did, and I don't think that was necessarily fair. I think she was just as good, if not better, than he was, but it feels like he has gotten most of the credit for that show's success. So that's where we are with the Golden Globes. Tomorrow and subsequent days, when I do an episode, I'll be focused more on the shows I'm watching. Just to give you a taste, today I watched Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I watched the episode with Miranda Sings. I watched the episode with Fred Armisen. I watched the one with Allie Wentworth. I also finished the 2022 movie Bros, and I was not too pleased with it. I felt I like Billy Eichner. I love Billy on the Street. And I don't necessarily have a problem with movies that have gay content, but this movie felt like it was a sledgehammer trying to drive home a point, and it really turned me off. And some of the sex seemed gratuitous and intended for shock value, and I just did not appreciate what it was doing. And finally, I watched a short movie on Criterion Channel, which was leaving at the end of this month, Heaven Bound Travelers, which was a movie by the Geists, who were evangelists and using film as an evangelism tool. It's a little heavy-handed, but it's a fascinating look at the both the theology and the time period and what people thought film was capable of in the early 30s. And I was really impressed by what they were able to do and what they thought they could do and the scope of their ambition. So we'll see if I do an episode tomorrow. But if not, have a great day, and we'll catch you whenever I can. Thanks so much.